Welcome back. I am Emmy Louie, and our next guest is David Allard. David Allard specializes in domes.
Hello.
And it's very similar to the Buckminster, it's based on the Buckminster Fuller domes. And I wanted to say, I thought those domes were something of the 1950s or 1960s. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on my show. So tell me about that. Tell me about what you do in regards to domes.
There's a huge difference between the domes that I'm building these days and the domes that Bucky built in his time. I've taken the mathematics to a different level, realizing that there were a lot of deficiencies in the traditional geodesic math for smaller structures especially. The geodesic math resulted in undulating strut rows and very awkward window situations, impossible doorways. So for the math that I'm using and have had great success, I started with a blank piece of paper. I started with saying, where do I really want to have strut rows? Where do I really want to have points? And the important thing about my dome is that it bulges out. From the inside, the dome gets bigger. At about chest height, it's at its largest diameter, and then it returns to the same diameter as the floor, so that the second floor is the same size as the first floor. You haven't lost anything.
Mm-hmm. What is the fascination about domes? Because I know that some people are just interested in circular buildings.
Mm-hmm.
They're just interested. There's something going on with that, and there's some kind of geometry that is very intriguing, that it mimics somewhat of a circle, and there's a lot of sacredness to it. Tell me, is that one of the reasons why you got into that?
But it's turned out to be. It's a strange space to live in. It's a very pleasing space. It's very relaxing. I've been living in a dome for about 20 years now. I've run 35 marathons. I never get sick. It's just a wonderful space to live in. The sun heats it in the wintertime. There's plenty of fresh air. It's turned out to be a great success. The reason that I built a dome, though, is not in order to build a dome. The reason that I built a dome is because the dome presented the only shape that would minimize the surface area in relation to the interior volume, and I needed that for my solar equation to work. My objective was and still is to build a 100% solar house in New England, something that just sits there and stays warm all by itself all winter long without any extra energy source. And so far it's working.
I was about to say that the domes are similar to an egg in a way, the shape of an egg, where the surface area, or even similar to igloo,
mm-hmm.
where the surface area is the least amount, but you could enclose the most amount of space.
It's such a magical relationship, and it doesn't exist any other way. Building boxes just does not work, and it's wonderful. The structure has a pleasing shape, and yet it's amazingly strong, very efficient, takes very few materials to build. It's fun to build.
What happens with all the stuff in the dome? Because I've often wondered what happens when you have a rectangular refrigerator. I mean, you still have regular things in your dome, right?
Of course you do. You can't resist partitioning the dome into pleasing spaces. I'm standing in what will eventually be the guest room of the house, and it has a separate entrance into its own bathroom, and of course you have to enclose bathrooms. I have a full basement and a partial second floor, and all of the floors are cast concrete, and I'm very pleased with that. It was an inexpensive material to start with. Concrete's the only material that gets stronger with age, and it's soundproof, it's fireproof, it doesn't squeak, it's never going to have to be fixed. It's working out very well. The concrete floor actually hangs from the dome on the edges of the second floor. The dome
is this
strong.
Something that you provide that you can provide as a service or a material? Tell me about that.
I'd like to. My vision is to manufacture domes. I think that building them one at a time doesn't work. It doesn't work any more than building one car at a time. It needs to take advantage of the economies of manufacture. So the true vision is to have a lot of orders at one time, the same way a car manufacturer does, where you can take maybe 1,000 orders and make 1,000 kitchens at the same time and 1,000 plumbing sub-assemblies at the same time and train several crews that can do the same installation, so that you can buy a house kind of the way you buy a car. You don't have to take a car to a car electrician after you've bought it. You can just drive it home, and you should be able to buy a successful house that way. And so far, you haven't been able to do that. This one might be the one, though. It's a pleasing shape, and the kitchen, I think, which is going to be the key to the success of the house. The kitchen is coming along nicely. It's going to have a cast granite countertop and a nice rounded edge where everybody can hang out for parties.
How big are these domes?
The first one that I built was too big. It was 50 feet in diameter, and at the time we chose that number, it was an arbitrary choice, and it seemed reasonable. But it made the struts too big and too high, and he had 7 couches in his living room, and it was still awkward, and it was just not at a human scale. Mm-hmm. So what I've decided for my house is to make it 13 meters in diameter. It's a nice round number.
13 meters? What is that?
13 meters, and it equates to 42, a little bit more than 42 and a half feet. So it's about 1,400 square feet per floor, which makes it a nice size house. I have 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms.
How tall is the highest ceiling?
The center in the living room is at about 22 feet. There's a great glass wall. Faces solar south, not magnetic south. And so the sun rises, and on a really cold winter day, the sun comes blasting in. You have to wear sunglasses in the house. It's a tricky room because we can't hang art. It's so sunny. But it's a real good trade-off. I enjoy the sun in the wintertime.
I can see why you said initially why the 50 feet would be too big, because you start using a lot of ladders. Is that correct? And maybe that's a way to know that.
In a way, yeah, it is.
When you use too many things
for it.
The top
is just too high, and it just didn't feel at a human scale.
What is solar south versus magnetic south? Is there a difference of what?
There's a declination angle. Your magnet will tell you where magnetic north is. The opposite would be south. But if you want to find solar south, you just go outside at noon, standard time, and where the sun is at noon is south. So it rises to a peak at south at noon and then starts to drop in the sky as well.
Did you say noon, or did you say when you don't see your shadow?
At noon. At noon. Noon is the south point.
Okay.
Not daylight savings time, of course.
Actually, in regards to living in domes, tell me about even living in a dome. I mean, are any walls up and down?
They are. The one that I'm in now has 2 vertical walls. You can't resist doing that to partition it, to provide doorways. You need to have privacy. You can't live in an eggshell. So the walls are conventional walls. The floors.
I'm talking about exterior. I guess that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. On the outside?
Yes.
The outside is an experiment, and it's working out nicely. It's a combination of silicone and short fiberglass fibers, and it's about halfway done right now, and into the final layer of white silicone will go these little glass beads, little teeny glass beads, so that the actual exterior will be this abrasion-resistant glass surface. And glass and silicone love to touch each other. They love to bond together. And I expect it to be a coating that will last the rest of my life. The tubes of silicone that you buy in a hardware store are the only things that you can buy that say guaranteed for life. And silicone is a quite amazing material for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
The exterior of the dome is white. I guess the reason that it's silicone is quite accidental. It I worried about it for many years, what to put on the outside of the dome. Working with spare time and spare money, the progress wasn't that fast. So I had time to worry about what the exterior coating would eventually be. And when I realized that if I had a leak, I would be tempted to use silicone to fix it, I decided that the entire exterior could therefore be silicone. And it turns out to be a really good decision because it weathers nicely and hasn't changed in 20 years.
Mm-hmm. What are the struts made out of? You said you, when you worked at the dome, it had struts. Do you have metal struts with that?
No, the struts are wood. They're hard southern pine, which is this wonderful strong wood.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful to look at, a little tricky to cut because it's gummy, but it's the hardest commercial wood you can buy.
So each face of it, is it a pentagram? What kind of shape is that?
Everything is triangles. The entire
it's
structure
all
is
triangles.
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 Yes. Mm-hmm. Your mind can play tricks on you, and you can start finding hexagons in the triangles, but essentially it's just row after row after row of triangles, and the triangle is such a magical shape because it doesn't distort no matter what happens to it. It's just a stable plane. Bucky Fuller used to do a wonderful demonstration in his speeches where he had this necklace that was maybe six components long and very floppy, and he would wear it around his neck, and one by one he would start removing the components from the necklace, and pretty soon he got it down to the point where there were only four components. So he demonstrated that it was very much like a rectangle, and then he could show that it was a parallelogram by distorting it, and then show that it really didn't have any strength at all. So he took one more piece out, and he made it into a triangle, and the whole audience just gasped because suddenly he had something that did not distort no matter what he did. It was mm-hmm. totally stable plane.
A good example is like a tripod.
Sure.
A tripod is very stable. So sure. Tell me, what is your website and what do you want to say to our listening audience or anything like that?
Gosh, my focus these days is not on domes so much as democratic self-management. What I'm getting at with democratic self-management is that it's time for people to have more say in the running of their companies. It's not something that will take over by storm. Bucky had a theory that there was a gestation period for ideas, and this one's probably 100 years out. But through computers now, we have a chance for people to work in diverse locations. We have a chance for people to communicate like they've never done before. We have a chance for people to vote on issues and become more equal. And that's the key to the whole thing, is equality and fairness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see a corporate-type structure where you have people all cooperating with each other, but something that doesn't exploit the workers to make the elite wealthy. I think that mm-hmm. we can raise the level of the workers and bring down the
well, we're out of time. Tell me how okay. people can contact you or your website or anything like that.
My website is simply my last name, A-L-L-A-R-D, Allard.org.
Well, thank you so much, David Allard. We're out of time. And
thank you for
explaining your dome home and sharing with us the experience of living in a dome. I'm Emmy Louie. You are listening to The Emmy Louie Show. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.